The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday, and today we are going to talk about one of my favorite loop knots. This one, in all of the knot testing that we've done, whenever we come to a loop knot, the non-slip mono loop, which is one that was popularized by Lefty Cray. It was one of his favorite loop knots. He claimed that it was 100% strength, and I agree that it is a very, very strong loop knot. We're going to find out today if it is 100%. And because we have challenged it with other loop knots and it has proven itself to be superior when we're talking about lighter fluorocarbon, now we're going to see when you tie it differently, does that affect the strength? So I have tied five of them. I have one that I tied with two turns, one with three turns, one with four turns, one with five turns, and one with six turns. And we're going to see, as we test these, which of these is going to be the strongest. We're going to use exactly the same line. Today, we're using the Daiwa J Fluoro 12-pound. This is 12-pound fluorocarbon. This is my favorite leader line, tippet. I'll use this on fly, and I'll use this on spin. So if you're going to tie 12-pound with a loop knot, I like the non-slip mono loop. It's proven to be stronger than many of the other loop knots that we've tried. And so right now we're going to determine non-slip mono loop with two turns. Let's see what that breaks, what strength that will break at. That we're using the Nextech digital force tester. So when this breaks, it will let me know how much it broke at. That one's pretty strong. Two turns, 10.63. 10.63 pounds with a 12-pound tippet. Three turns. Let's see what this breaks. 10.11. Four turns. 9.02. Interesting. And of course, you could have some variation with the way that you're tying these. Five turns, 9.42. And six turns, 9.75. So actually, that is very, very interesting. The more turns you put on the non-slip mono loop does not mean that it is going to be a stronger knot. We found a sweet spot right here between three and four turns, I believe. Two turns was actually pretty strong. Two turns, three turns, four turns, right in there. That's the sweet spot. You get into five turns, six turns, the breaking strength tends to go down. Now, these knots were tied all the same way. I tied them with all the same line, lubricated the knot, pulled it tight the same way. So if I was going to test it myself again, I would do it exactly the same way with exactly the same line. If you are going to use this line or this knot on any sort of tippet that you fish with regularly, I would suggest trying it there because different manufacturers, different line, different finishes on the line could have an effect on the the braking strength. You may find that four turns is a little stronger than three, or five turns is a little stronger with a different brand. But with this one, the J Fluoro, we found that three turns was the strongest on the non-slip mono loop. That's what I will continue tying. Luckily, that's what I have been tying. So it is close to 100%. It was about a pound off. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good for that, because that's likely stronger than the blood knot that you're tying from the 12 to the 15 or 20 or whatever you're tapering on your fly leaders. And very strong knot. So non-slip mono loop. That's it for today. How many turns does it take? If you find something different, I would love to hear about it. Text me at 305-930-7346. And that is it for today. We'll be back next week with another How To Tuesday on knot strength. See ya.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.